Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 18.
这个选读经文是罗马书的第12章1至18节。
We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启用方式来读，先用英文读，然后中文读出。
Romans 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. Ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching.
The exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the passionate in cheerfulness.
Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord.
Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer.
Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers.
Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them.
Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all.
Romans 12:1-18. 你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。 我藉着我所赐的恩，对你们各人说，不要看自己过于所看的，要照着神所分给各人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。 我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络作肢体，也是如此。或作执事就当专一执事，或作教导的就当专一教导。
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常侍奉主。
圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。 与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。 不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去作。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
能祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled "A Strategy on How to Make It in Life."
今日节目先话嘅正道题目系实现人生的策略。
If you've been with us over the last few months, you know that the Apostle Paul writes this important letter to Christians in the largest city in the Roman Empire.
如果幾個星期你同我哋一齊嘅時候，你都聽到就係話保羅當時去寫邀書信嘅時候，係寫俾當時羅馬嘅地方一個好大嘅城市。
And what Paul's doing in his letter is he's making a case for Christianity.
而當時佢寫嘅題目就係主要係講個關於嘅基督教。
He especially makes his case to the Gentile Greek Christians.
当时他写的一班的人就是当时的在希一班的希腊的基督徒。
Those non-Jews who have come to faith in Christ.
他们不是本身的不是犹太人，但是因为凭着信心的，他们相信神成为基督徒。
His main concern is to reach out to them.
他主要的用处就是说他想去接触他们。
To help them.In their Christian pilgrimage.
也就是帮助他们能够在主里面能够成长。
But as if you've been with us over the months, you'll know also he's very much concerned about his own people group, the Jewish Christians.
如果你过去几个星期都同我一起的时候，你都看到就是说，他都是很担心他自己当时里面当中的犹太人自己的基督徒他的成长。
And so Paul has been explaining rather fervently the gospel in chapters 1 to 11.
所以在当时的当中的罗马书第一至十二节，保罗用了时间去解释的福音。
And what is that gospel? We are justified by, in God's sight by God's grace through faith alone, through Christ alone.
他就去解释这个福音，这个福音就解释就说是因为神的缘故，是只有唯有耶稣基督的缘故，凭着单的信心，凭着这个单单的救这个恩典而去得救。
And therefore we are simultaneously sinful, yet at the same time completely righteous, perfect in God's sight.
而是人是真的有一个罪，但是最终我们在神的面前仍然可以是坦然无惧的，是无罪公义的，在他的面前站了。
So chapters 1 to 5 was trying to make us fully understand this great truth, the gospel.
所以在一至五章的时候，罗马书就去解释当时这个福音给他们知。
And Romans 6 to 8 was for us to experience that gospel.
而第六章至第八章是去让他们能够去感受到体验到这个的福音。
And if you do both, understand and experience, the result?Grateful, joyous love for God.
所以我们能够去将体验一至八节的时候，我们去能够明白这个福音，去能够 去体验这个福音之后的结果，就是说有一个有充满着爱和恩典的生命。
Well, starting with chapter 12, Paul begins to describe what this means, this life of love.
而在第十二章的开始，就是保罗去解释这个什么叫做有爱的生命。
This love transforms our relationships with ourselves and with others.
而这个爱的生命就能够去改变，将人与人之间的关系有改变。
We are changed as we relate to brothers and sisters of the faith and the world, the friends and the foes.That we face.
而就话我哋内心入边嘅改变，能够将我影响到我哋同人与人之间关系，人与同呢个世界嘅关系，唔系人与其他唔同人嘅关系。
If you're familiar with this letter, you'll know that Paul, his style is he asks a lot of questions, and then he gives you a lot of answers about those questions in the letter.
而都系若然你系熟悉保罗嘅书信嘅时候，保罗系中意去讲咗好多嘅问题，但系都俾咗好多嘅答案俾我哋知。
And just by way of summary, Faith, if you don't mind, or Tina, if you could slide, hit up slide 2, let's review a couple of those questions.
让我们一起去看，究竟保罗所讲的有什么问题，跟着有什么答案呢？
Because this will help us understand our text this morning.
让我们看这几个章节,
By way of review, the first question was Romans 5:20, the second part of verse 20, where sin increased, the grace of God increased all the more.
这就是说在罗马书第五章二十节都讲的就是说只是罪在那显多恩典就显多了。
Then he goes on, chapter 6, verse 1 and part of verse 2. He says, well then, shall we sin more to get more of God's grace?
接着就说在第六章就说,那是不是应该我们去多些犯罪,所以能够得到更多的恩典呢?
By the way, that's supposed to be a humorous line by the Apostle Paul.
因为当然当时保罗去讲解的时候是一个笑话。
But he answers it immediately, right? By no means.
当时他就说,当然不是啦,
And then in the 8th chapter, he says, in verse 31, latter part of 31, if God is for us, who can be against us?
而第八节跟着说,神若帮助我们,谁能敌挡我们呢?
Again, very important, as you understand God's word, the text, you need cultural context, historical context.
而我们看圣经的时候,我们需要知道圣经里面当时的历史。
Nero is the present emperor of the Roman Empire.
而当时的Nero就是当时罗马帝国的一个暴君。
And as Paul wrote that letter, people knew they were in trouble. Nero was a very bad man.
而当时保罗写这封信的时候,这个罗马帝国国王是一个很坏的国王。
And so the people of God could think, as they read this letter, there was a lot of people against them.
所以当保罗写这封书信的时候,他们知道当时基督徒的情况很危险,因为他们受到很多的逼迫。
But then Paul takes the time to answer that. Jesus Christ has the last word in your life.
但保罗用他的时间去解释给他们,就算在当时这样的情况,有神耶稣基督去同在,给他们有最终的盼望。
And as Paul explains, that means Jesus is the only one who can judge you.
告诉他们,只有耶稣基督才能够去审判他们。
Now, we get to chapter 12 through 16.
而之后我们再看这个继续的第12至16章。
And I think the Apostle Paul just follows his pattern. All along, he wants to ask another question.
而跟着继续的,保罗都用这个方法就问这些问题,之后自己有答案。
If God's grace is so durable,
就说若然神的恩典是这么坚固的时候,
if this gospel good news is so unshakable,
而神的福音这个信息是这么奇妙,是不会这么改变的,
then how are we supposed to live in the world right now?
就说若然是这样的时候,我们知道我们怎样在现在的时间去过我们的生活呢?
With all the challenges that were facing the first century Christians, Jew and Gentile, how were they going to make it in their life?
就说在第一个世纪的时候,所有的基督徒,他们是犹太人也好,或者是外邦人也好,他们是怎样在当时的情况去过他们的生命呢?
What are we supposed to do today with our lives living in the 21st century in this world?
而同样地,我们在这个21世纪,我们又怎样去过我们的生命呢?
We need to ask that question. Paul, do you have a strategy for us as we go out there and face the world?
所以当我们看这个章节的时候,我们都同样的时候,我们问这个问题就是说,究竟在现在的早上,我们怎样是能够去在外面去过我们的生命呢?
I think we can ask that same question to the Apostle Paul.
所以我们都在同一个问题去问保罗。
Is there a strategy, Paul, for us today, how to live?
就说同一样问保罗,就说在现在这个时间,我们有没有什么策略,我们能够去好好过我们的生命呢?
You don't have to listen to the news for long, or look around your neighborhood for long, or just analyze your life for long to know you have a lot of challenges before you.
我们不需要说去看很远或者去看什么新闻,我们知道我们生命当中是充满着很多的问题。
And so how do we, followers of Jesus Christ, live? How do we share our faith? How do we make it in life?
所以就说我们作为基督徒,我们应该怎样去过我们的生命,怎样去面对这些考验,我们怎样去解决这些问题呢?
And so let me show you what Paul says to us. the living God through the Apostle Paul. What does he say to us in chapter 12 and 13?
所以我就今天早上让我去解释在这个第十二章的时间，我们怎样能够当我们明白这个福音的时候，怎样去过我们的生命。
Because Paul clearly lays out a strategy for them and for us how to make it in life.
而保罗嘅就系当中入边去讲就话，其实系有策略去点样去面对我哋当时或者而家嘅生命当中嘅问题。
Could we hit verse 1? Paul starts with the love of God, right? I'm glad he starts there. Listen to how he starts. Verse 1 again. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters. Notice it's plural and individually.
当时他开头一再就说，所以弟兄们，我要神的恩慈，神的慈悲劝你们。这里当中说不是说弟兄一个，是弟兄们，或者不是说就是你，是你们，是一个众数，跟他一班人去说。
And then he continues, because of the mercies of God.
他说，所以说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Again, by the way, if you, one of my jobs is to help you to read scripture for yourself.To digest it for yourself. So when you look at the Bible, you need to identify, even with any literature, key words in the text to understand.
而作為牧師嘅，佢一個其中嘅責任就係幫助大家能夠去了解呢個嘅聖經，點樣去揾聖經當中有啲嘅特別嘅字眼，能夠幫助我哋去睇聖經。
And one of those key words is the mercies of God.
当中其中一个的字眼就是说我们要看的神的恩典
The mercy of God He's talking about the concrete specific acts of God's love
而当中神的恩典当中讲到一个神的一个稳固的很清楚的这个爱
Now if you've been a Christian for long you know in the Bible there are many words in the original languagesThat's translated love in the Bible.
若然你睇聖經嘅時候，你睇到好多地方都講過有愛嘅字眼。
Slide 3. Of course, one of the greatest and one of the most frequently used in the Bible is agape.
咁其中當中喺神入邊聖經入邊當中講嘅一個字眼係愛，愛中文去譯嘅，譬如話係講一個純愛或者一個無私嘅愛。
That's not the word that's used here. The word here is used concrete.Specific act of love.
而当中圣经里所讲的这一段的字眼，讲到这种爱是很清晰的，很明显的，很真实的。
But we'll be facing agape a little later in the text. So let me explain what that means.
而之后我们有讲关于一个纯爱的理由，我们要解释。
It's generally assumed to mean moral goodwill.
是当中讲到这个纯爱，是讲到话是我们内心里面一个道德上的爱。
And that moral goodwill to others proceeds from principle, duty, rather than attraction or charm.
所以这个纯爱或无私的爱是讲出就话这种爱产生出来是因为着是一个你对一个责任或者是一个嘅道德觀念，呢、这個世界呢個嘅觀念去睇而俾出呢個愛，唔係話因為嗰樣嘢係靚而我係去中意。
Agape, which again appears the most often in the Bible, that word translated love means to love the undeserving, despite your disappointments, despite the rejection.
所以個純愛無私嘅愛，就算話解釋就話，無論就算係俾到有拒絕。或者是失望的时候，这种爱仍然的都不会是改变。
So agape has to do with more of moral principle rather than your liking or inclination.
所以纯爱的意思就是说，不是说因为你自己本身你喜欢或者不喜欢，而是就因为是这件事是美好的，所以就值得去爱。
And the biblical examples when agape is used abundantly proves that it's a kindness that's not cold.
就話依樣嘅愛就係話係充滿著温暖嘅。
Give you one example, Corrie Ten Boom, survivor, who helped the Jews through the Nazis, imprisoning the Jews during World War II. Corrie Ten Boom, a Christian, had to face later one of the guards at the Nazi prison camp because she was a Christian speaker.
而當時俾個例子就係話，當時有一個嘅 一個基督教的傳教士一個牧師，他去幫助 去拯救當時二次大戰當中的俘虜。
You can read about it. When Corrie Ten Boom, a very famous Christian, she has plenary books out there telling her story. She was imprisoned by the Nazis for helping the Jews.
而佢最後當中嘅最後，佢都係被捉咗，係俾猶太人捉咗，俾德國人捉咗，因為就係話佢去救好多當時猶太人嘅俘虜。
And so she suffered greatly, and she spoke after World War II in Europe, and lo and behold, somebody comes up to her after that meeting and says, "Do you remember me?"
而之後嘅二次大戰，依個人都係去得到釋放，佢去到歐洲，而好多人嘅跟住都係同佢有一個會面，就話你認唔認得我係邊一位咧？
And as people were lining up to greet Corrie Ten Boom after that meeting, she saw in a corner of her eye, she knew who that was.
就話佢當時就話佢面去揾佢依個人，佢都係見翻佢當時佢有救過嘅一啲猶太人，一個一個一個好多個係排下之後。
And so she prayed and prayed and prayed for what? Agape love, love for the undeserving, agape love. She prayed, prayed, prayed. So, you know, as she's greeting people silently in her head, prayed, Lord, give me agape love.
就話佢當時就話佢祈禱就話神啊，希望你能夠俾到一個無私嘅愛去愛我哋依班嘅人。
Yet you don't have it. That's why you need Christ. That's why you need God. You don't have agape love. You can't conjure it up in your own strength.
我哋當中我哋冇依個嘅純愛，我哋需要去祈禱，去求神俾我哋。
And so by God's grace, miraculously, Corrie Ten Boom says, "Yes, I know who you are, and God loves you too."
但就話依個人去祈禱，就話神都有去愛佢哋，讓佢哋能夠拯救。
You can't do that on your own. You need the Christ.
就呢個信望，我哋自己唔能夠去得到，我哋唔能夠去揸緊到，我哋唯有只係求神嘅去俾到我哋。
But we'll look at agape a little bit later. This word, mercies of God, is concrete, specific acts of love.
而講到就係話，我再繼續去睇個經文，就講到依種嘅純愛，依個恩典係咩意思
？If you could verse one again, verse one. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the, there it is, mercies, concrete love of God that you've experienced, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
其實我睇翻第一節嘅時候就話，話將身弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Two surprises here. Normally, you think of the word sacrifice, you think of dead.
Dead. 当中讲嘅活祭，呢个祭，我好多时谂到系一个死物。
You might think, oh, Jewish tradition, right? Little slain animal, dead.
我當我諗到獻祭嘅時候，我諗到就話一個動物，一個死嘅動物去將佢獻祭。
Right in the Old Testament Jewish system, temple system, use the blood of that dead animal. Right in the Jewish tradition.
而當時喺猶太嘅傳統都係話，我用一個嘅死嘅動物，用佢哋嘅血去獻祭。
Or you might think of the cereal sacrifice, the first harvest, the first fruits that were offered in the temple.
亦都話好似話當時嘅用依個植物，用依個嘅物質去獻祭，用第一手種出嚟嘅物質去將佢獻祭。
But here, God has an apostle Paul has a surprise for you. He doesn't want you dead. It says, you are to be a living sacrifice.
但當中嘅神保羅所講嘅所謂祭，唔係話一個死嘅祭，佢話要獻出一個活祭。
That means God's not asking you to try to think of some heroic thing to be a martyr.
所以話神唔係話叫你話要去做一個英雄，要去點樣去犧牲你自己嘅生命。
No, God wants you alive, a living sacrifice now.
神係希望我哋能保羅講就話神希望我哋能夠係一個活祭，係活著嘅出嚟去拯救。
And what Paul is doing is he's a play on words here.
係咪喺度好似好小心睇嘅字眼？
It's startling. It's a surprise.
是一个很惊讶的字眼。
Right? Paul isn't spiritualizing things.
保罗不是说去神化什么。
He doesn't say here, he doesn't say in the Bible, I urge you in light of the love of God to present your souls. He doesn't say that.
保罗不是说你要去将你的灵去献上。
Because He knows the Greeks and all their philosophical thoughts. They love the word soul, spirit.
他們記住就說他們當時的是寫給希臘人的猶太人，所以希臘人當時的文化，他們很喜歡的去神化一些東西，很多東西都說要是關於有靈的事。
And that's where they went astray. You see, the faulty Gnostic movement tried to spiritualize everything.
所以當時有些希臘人的文化，有些希臘人的宗教就很喜歡去神化很多東西。
And Paul wants to set that straight. We are also are not to spiritualize everything.
所以就說保羅當時很清楚要跟這班的希臘人的猶太人說，就說我不是想跟你說去神化些什麼。
Paul doesn't do that. Paul takes you as a whole person. I urge you, because of the love of God, the concrete love of God, to present what? Your concrete self, your whole being.
而所以保羅就很清楚跟這班的基督徒去說，就說我希望能夠給出一個很真實的愛，是一個真實的人。
In other words, don't talk about your spiritual self. Don't talk about just your soul.
所以跟這班人說，你不要只是說你的靈，你的魂。
Because Paul says that's Greek philosophical thought. That's not Christianity.
如果你這樣說的時候，就是這些希臘的文化，這些不是基督教的文化。
Paul is not talking about just the spiritual realm.
所以保羅就說，我不是所說只是這些靈，這些魂。
He's talking to present your physical self, your whole self, your bodies.
就說保羅其實想說，是說將你自己的身體，你的真實的身體作活祭，要去實行。
And that means problematic me. There's no excuse. You can't say, I need to wait before I'm ready to serve the Lord, serve others. It's now. Present yourself now.
所以就說一個實際的身體，所以就說是現在的時間，要將你自己去獻上，去幫手。
Right? No confusion here. All of you, all your problems, now.
所以就說你將你的人，將你自己一切的問題，都是去提出。
You got to face up to that fact. Sometimes we believe, sometimes we have our good days, sometimes you have your bad days and don't believe.
所以我們很清楚，真的要面對自己，有時我們是有些問題，我們一定要去面對。
And that's why he urges you, present your concrete self as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.
所以當時保羅就很清楚地說，你要將你自己的身體，你的人去獻上成一個活祭，去出來去。
Because the concrete self is the only self you know. It's the only self you know.
你自己的身體是我們所認識的，我們自己知道的。It's
your physical self, arms and legs, body and soul.
就說我們自己的身體，我們真的實行要去做。You
are to present your whole being to worship the Lord.
是我們的人要去敬拜神。
Your body and soul, not just soul. Don't spiritualize things, Paul says.
所以保罗就说，不是只说灵去敬拜神，而是实实在在的，我们这个人同灵一起的去敬拜神。
You see that a lot, especially in fundamental Christian circles.
很多时你见到一些的有咁嘅宗派。
Paul urges you, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand the Bible. Don't let Greek philosophical thought creep into you and distort your thinking.
所以保羅很清楚地跟他們說，不要被當時的希臘文化去影響，不是說只是講靈。
You don't wait to just be spiritual. You give yourself now.
不要只是靈化所有的東西，我們將你自己的身體去實行，要獻上。
And that means with all your problems, with all your difficulties, you give of your concrete self to love God, love others.
所以就說我們要實行的，實踐的，去面對我們的問題，去愛弟兄姊妹。
And then in the next verse, he gives you a challenge. Do not be conformed, he says.
而第二個挑戰，保羅給到他當中的基督徒就說，不可以效法。
Again, another key word, conformed. And that literally means, in the Koine Greek, squeezed.
而當時這個效法當中，仍然是用希臘文去講解的時候，就話好似要去揸緊啲嘢咁樣。
One translator puts it this way: Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
就另一個嘅解經家就講就話，唔好讓世界去揸緊你嘅生命，成為一啲嘅嘢。
Don't be squeezed by the present passing world.
話唔好去俾呢個世界揸緊去過呢個世界。
And what he's saying there is don't find your meaning in life. in the world.
意思即是说, 不要给这个世界去给到你人生的意义。
Paul says, get the meaning of your life from God.
保罗就跟他们说, 人生的意义不是基于这个世界, 人生的意义是基于神。
And it's because of the love of God we hear that challenge. Do not be conformed.
所以就说, 保罗跟他们说, 不要效法这个世界, 因为这个世界不能够给到你人生的意义。
In other words, challenge this present passing age. Don't let it determine who you are, how to live.
所以就说,保罗就跟他们说,要挑战他们这帮人,就说,不要效法这个世界,不要跟随这个世界,因为这个世界不能够给到你真正人生的意义。
See, many of you aren't practicing that. Many of you are being squeezed into that mold of the world.
我们人很多时候真的好像被这个世界去抓住,意思就是说被这个世界去改变我们人的生命。
It's God who stays the same, we don't stay the same.
就说神是不改变的,就是神是不改变我们改变。
Paul's been explaining that. Jesus comes into our lives, his presence changes our lives. Romans 5, right?
就说神是来到这个世界,就说去改变我们的生命。
And that's why he says in verse 2 of our chapter 12, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, verse 2, and so that you may discern what that will of God is, that good, acceptable, complete will.
所以就说他能够来到这个当中,让我们能够改变。在圣经当中讲的就说,不要效法这个世界,只要心意更新而变化,叫你们测验何为神的善良存。
See, the strategy of Paul starts with you, but it's not just you alone, right? He continues, there are brothers and sisters of the faith with you.
而策略继续说,保罗所说的不只是关于你自己的生命,而是你有当中的弟兄姊妹。
And that's how you can practice the love of God.
就是说他当时跟这班人去讲的时候,是一众人的,所以说我们人与人之间能够去尝试一起怎么去有这个爱。
You see, Paul's initial strategy, his first step, it's your willingness to believe that love and to challenge that other no-gods of false love.
就说当时第一个挑战就是说给他们人,当中一边有这个神给他们的爱,能够去爱这个世界。
But now Paul moves on in verse 3 to his second stage of the strategy.
而继续的,这个就是保罗继续的有第二个层面的策略。Verse 3,
for by the grace given to me, now another love word, because of God's love given to me, use another one of those God's love words, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think, again, another key word, sober judgment.
所以说在第三节当中所说的话,我凭着我所赐我的恩对你们说,不要看自己高于所看的,要知着神所分给各人的信心大小,合乎中道。
Again, you need key words to understand. You got to identify the key words as you read the Bible. Identify the key words. Understand what they mean.
所以我们要很清楚的,当我们看圣经的时候,我们看到有什么特别的字眼能够帮助我们去了解。
And that word that's translated sober judgment is a very interesting word. It's a word that's used by Paul elsewhere in the letter to Timothy. And let me show you where. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it's slide 4.
就说这个字眼其实是在其他 其他的书卷里面都有讲解到,这个其实讲解就是说,我要很清晰的去有一个判断,就在提摩太后书的一章七节有讲过。
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
他说,因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心,而是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Notice how in the New King James Version, translates that's the same word, sober judgment, sound mind.
但中文的字眼是有些不同,中文的就是说有胆怯的心,乃是刚强仁爱,谨守的心。
Let me paraphrase what Paul's saying there to Timothy. Timothy, he's mentoring Timothy, young Christian, right? Timothy, I know all about you. I know that God did not give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of love And he's using the word agape, undeserving love, and power, and here's the key word, healthy mind.
啊, 就说当时记得就是说保罗是提摩太的师傅, 就是说当时就要提升他的话怎么应该有这个刚强仁爱谨守的心。
He gave you, Christian, a healthy, sound mind.
啊, 给他们人的一个健康,很清晰的一个头脑。
Health, safe, healthy mind.
就给我们有一个很安全,一个很清晰的头脑。
You know, there's a lot of unhealthiness in religion.
在当中,其实在这个宗教当中有很多的问题。
One of the difficulties of practicing a religion, you get yourself righteous. You're prideful, you're haughty because you think, you're convinced that you have the truth.
而当中的时候,意思就是说,我们当去信一个宗教的时候,信一件事的时候,我们可能会成为自己可能很骄傲,自己有一个自以为是,或者是一个傲慢。
And some people use truth to defend their behavior that really is not in line with God's word or with God's will.
有时有些人会是因为说自己,因为我是一个信什么,信神的人,我是这样去做。
I've met some people who do that. There's a lot of unhealthy things that are very toxic if you do that.
我认识一些人,他们都是以为自己知道一些东西,去这样去做。
They use God's truth for their own agenda, not for God's purposes.
就是因为他觉得自己是认识神的一些道理,但是他就是用自己的理由,去自己能够得到什么益处去做。
And some Christians use truth to hammer you over the head, to say, I'm right, you're not.
或者有些人以为自己,我自己知道圣经里面所说的什么,就说,你这样做,圣经说你错的,你是这样是不对的。
And Paul says that's not what God gave you that for.
就说,保罗所说的,神不是说给你头脑的清晰,不是给你的智慧,是这样去做。
That's why he writes, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought.
所以保罗就跟他提醒他们说,不要以为自己能够高过其他的弟兄姊妹。
Don't be confused about yourself.
不要去自己,不清楚自己。
Have a realistic understanding of who you are.
要很清楚,有一个清晰的头脑,究竟知道你自己是哪一位。
Don't you want to know who you are?
你自己不想知道自己是怎样的吗?
Paul says that's possible with God's grace.
凭着神的恩典,你能够去清晰的头脑去认清自己。
Because God gave you a healthy, sound, sober mind.
就是说因为神是能够给了你一个很清晰的头脑去认清自己。
A healthy mind, each according to the measure of faith, as he continues in that verse that God has assigned.
就是说因为神是给你一个恩典,给你一个能够有一个清晰的头脑去检查你自己的生命。
Do you see Paul's strategy to make it in life? It starts with the love of God, starts with you individually, but then it branches, it puts you in a fellowship.
保罗就说,叫你当时的看到你自己是哪一位,之后就说到有当中的弟兄姊妹,有不同的人,之后说,弟兄姊妹当中怎么互相帮助。
Could you shine up, please, starting with verse 4? For as in one body, we have many members, arms and legs, and so we are many. We are one body, right?
啊,
and we're individuals, but we're of many.
而所以继续的去说,当中不是只有一位,而是有弟兄姊妹。
And as you can see, as we go on, verses 5 to 8, again, I won't read it, because we read it already. The gifts. He lists the gifts, right? It's a short list. Compare it with other lists in the Bible of gifts, but he tells you it's a body, member of one another, different gifts.
而就是当中里面说的话,我们当中里面有一个团契,当中里面有不同的人,不同的人当中里面有不同的恩赐。
Gifts given to the body of Christ. That's the second part of the strategy.
而第二个继续的策略说的话,神是给到每个人不同的恩赐。
You're to use those gifts to build up the body.
我们每人是需要用我们自己不同的恩赐去彼此的扶持,一起成长。
Are you doing that? Are you involved? Are you here to give of your gifts to the Lord and others?
我們有沒有一起能夠來到這個團契? 我們有沒有用到神給我們的恩賜去幫助大家成長呢?
Slide 5, notice the first part addresses us individually. Experience God's love, right? Starts with God's love, sets us free from the false gods. Then, second part of the strategy, places you into a family, fellowship, brothers and sisters of the faith.
我所以說第一的開頭的策略就是說講到人我們每個人去需要自己檢查我們自己的生命去能夠感受神的愛而之後繼續講到就是說人要繼續去參與有一個團契的生活將我們每個人自己的恩賜去互相的扶持
And notice as he mentions the gifts, we don't all have the same gift.
我當我講的恩賜時,
there are some things one person is good at in the body, and there are some things other people are good at.
所以在各樣的肢體當中,我們每人有不同的恩賜,有些人有這麼好的恩賜,有些人有這麼好的恩賜。
But when you put them together, the body can work together, supportive of each other, and glorify God.
就是說人每人中間之間的有不同的好的恩賜,互相的扶持,能夠在神裡面當中有成長。
And that's the second part of Paul's strategy to make it in life. It's the fellowship that's created by the Holy Spirit of God, the Christian church.
所以就說每個人的不同的恩賜,就說有一個團契能夠將基督的教會有成長。
That means you don't have to do everything. It's not about you. Everybody is to do their part.
所以不是說只是你一個人的工作,而是每個人當中的工作。 是大家互相的扶持,將教會一起的成長。
And the third part of the strategy to make it in life that Paul tells us is, he says to stay put to the first century Christians.
而第三個策略就是說怎樣在生命當中去解決生命當中的問題,就是說我們需要去留低。
He doesn't want these Christians to run away from the persecution.
甚至當時,大家想起在第一世紀當中,當時的逼迫, 但是保羅沒有叫他們說, 你們去走。
He says, stay in Rome despite the turmoil.
所以就說保羅當時跟這班基督徒說, 甚至當時第一世紀他們受到這麼多的逼迫, 叫他們不要走, 留下在當時的羅馬帝國當中。
He says, someday I'll come to visit. That's my plan.
我的計劃就是說, 我有機會的, 我保羅, 我會來去探你們。
As dangerous a city it is, Rome, New York City, stay.
就說在這個世界當中,在羅馬世界當中,我希望你們留下,就好像我們現在的時間當中,我們雖然在紐約市,很多的問題,我都希望大家留下。That's
the third part of the strategy. Your presence is key.
就說第三個策略去過人生當中的問題,就說我們需要去留下。
God wants your presence. He put you in a family that you're in.
我們留下的存在,我們的存在就好像我們存在在我們的家庭當中。
He wants you so that you can be found in that family.
我希望大家意思就是說,你要在當中,在你的家庭當中,要能夠好叫你的家庭當中裡面有一個一齊的成長,能夠找到你。
And not only he puts you in that nuclear family, he puts you in a family of God where you are.
家庭當中有很多不同的肢體,有很多不同的人,都是說作為基督徒的,我們需要在家庭當中要留下,要能夠幫助整個家庭當中有成長。
He wants your presence there. He put you there. In your nuclear family, in your church family, in your community city.
就說, 無論在這個小的家庭,你自己的家庭當中, 或者大於的,好像在這個紐約市當中, 我們作為基督徒的,我們需要去存在,我們要作出來,去幫助這個城市的成長。
See, that's part of the strategy, to make it. He wants to be committed. He wants to be involved with your presence.
就說希望作為基督徒的,我們要去參與,去有一個存在,去幫助這個家庭,這個城市。
That's what John is referring to in the Gospel of John. Be a light amongst the darkness.
甚至是,John也是一樣說的,就是說,我們成為要這個世界的黑暗的光。
And do it now, right where you are.
就說在這裡,我們要去實行,要去做。
How are we to stay? Listen to what he says in verse 9. Let love be genuine. If you could slide up verse 9, please. Let love be genuine. Hate what's evil. Hold fast to what's good.
而在第九節裡面當中說就是說, 愛人不可虛假, 惡要厭惡, 善要親近。
You see what he's saying? Stay realistic. Be wise. You have a healthy, sound mind, he says.
所以就意思即係話，我哋需要嘅好清楚嘅去認識我哋嘅存在喺邊一度，我哋有好清晰嘅頭腦。
And he goes on in verse 9, he says, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor.
所以話我哋需要嘅互相嘅扶持，互相嘅相愛。
Notice in verse 9, it's all present tense. It's all now.
而當時大家記住就係話，當時佢所寫嘅書信嚇，佢當時寫嘅書信當中。
And then he gives us the key phrase, we must ensure that our love is sincere.
現在式意思就是即是現在都是繼續是一樣的，就是說他們的愛要是真實。
Out of sincere love, proclaim Christ to people.
是出於一個真正的愛，去將這個福音去帶出來。
Don't proclaim it so it makes your life easier. You know, you think, oh, if people...join the church, it'll make my life more easier. No, he says, don't think that. Think of sincere love. Proclaim Christ for their sake.
就是说我们需要一个真正的爱心去将这个福音去带到给其他人，不是说我们能够将这个人去带到福音了，我们的生命当中会对我有好处的，不是这样。
You're not going to be able to do that without knowing Christ. You won't be able to do that without agape love because most people are undeserving of your love. You won't be able to do that on your own.
所以就話我哋需要嘅就係憑住一個真正嘅信心、真正嘅愛心，去將個福音帶到俾其他人。但係若然我哋自己唔能夠認識呢個神嘅時候，我哋自己當中入邊唔認識呢個真正嘅心、呢個愛嘅心嘅時候，我哋唔能夠將個福音帶俾其他人。
That's why you and I have to walk closely with the Lord. Otherwise, you don't ask, you don't pray, you don't fellowship.It's not going to happen.
所以话，若然我哋自己当中入边自己冇反省嘅时候，我哋自己当中冇呢个咁嘅爱嘅时候，我哋自己当中冇能够去有呢个嘅团契嘅时候，我哋唔能够有呢个爱将呢个福音带俾其他人。
Paul says, out of sincere love, proclaim Christ to people, setting forth what the beauty of Christ, the beauty of His person, the excellencies of His precepts to others.
所以话就系呢个有我需要有一个嘅真正嘅心，能够将呢个爱去带俾其他人。
And he goes on in verse 11, If you don't mind, if you could forward to 12:11, do not lag in zeal, be ardent, that means fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Again, all present tense, now, he says, do it now.
所以当时保罗就同佢呢班嘅基督徒去讲，就话而家你哋需要咁做，你哋要殷勤，不可懒惰，要爱，要心里火热。常常侍奉主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Where you now do these things, it says, contribute to the needs of the saints now, where you are.
就话你而家嘅时间，你哋需要嘅，就算有呢个嘅其他嘅其他嘅门徒，其他嘅人去讲道嘅时候，你哋需要去帮助佢哋。
But you notice he doesn't stop there, right? What does he say next? In 9-13, extend hospitality to whom?Strangers.
你继续去讲就话，你都要去继续嘅去款待，我哋要去帮助有缺乏嘅信徒，要款待呢啲嘅客。
Paul's teaching them to reach out. Don't stop there with the household of faith. Reach out.
你都讲就话，唔好只系留低喺自己嘅家庭，我需要嘅去出去，去款待其他人，去出去揾其他人。
That means welcome the stranger, welcome the foreigner.Welcome the person that doesn't know who you are.
所以意思就是说，我们要出去去介绍，去认识其他的人。这些人是不能未认识我们，未认识这个主。
That's the ministry of presence. Be there.
所以意思就是说，我们需要是在当中有存在，要出去。
And then finally, the last part, verses 14 and 18, bless those who persecute you. Don't.He doesn't want you to go to a place where there's no persecution. Stay put.
所以就话我哋需要嘅，讲就话我哋需要嘅去出去，就算当时当中系有一个逼迫嘅时候，我哋都要系存留低。
That's why I have a problem with those who easily leave a fellowship. They're running. They're running away where God has put them.
就睇话人可能会系觉得去当中去到一个嘅团契，但佢哋咧就走咗。
And that's wrong because they're not going to grow. You got to stay put.
但一個基督徒若然唔能夠去到呢個嘅團契當中去有一個參與嘅時候，佢唔能夠有一個成長。
Bless those, he says, who persecute you. That means you got to be there, right? You can't just run. You got to be there where the persecution is.
哇！求佢叫佢哋話去祝福去逼迫你嘅人。若然你唔能夠同佢哋一齊嘅時候，你點樣同佢哋祝福咧？
He wants these Christians to bless those who persecute. Bless, do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep.
就話要當時就叫保羅就同呢班嘅基督徒講，就話你哋要留低，甚至雖然你哋係受到逼迫嘅時候，你哋需要喺留喺當中。就好似睇到就話你哋要去，就算俾人逼迫嘅時候，要給佢話逼迫你們的要給你給他們祝福，只要祝福，不要咒詛。与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
That also takes agape love that we don't have naturally in and of ourselves.
啊，就话若然我哋需要去咁做嘅时候，我哋需要就话神呢个嘅无比嘅爱，呢种嘅无私嘅爱，先能够咁去做。
Some people can't stand to be around people that are hurting.
系人好多时嘅唔能够去接受去过住一个生活同一啲嘅人你自己唔喜欢嘅。
They say put them in the hospital.I don't want to see them. Put them in the hospital.
可能话一个人，你觉得我唔中意嘅人，我有问题嘅，你拎走去。
No, Paul says I want you to weep with those who weep. I want you to rejoice with those who rejoice.
就系话保罗同佢讲就话，我哋希望你哋都系话要喜乐嘅人同喜乐，要哀哭嘅人同哀哭。
You know who's weeping because you're in, your presence is there. You're there.You know who's weeping.
你就話當時佢記住，佢哋係同緊一班嘅希臘人，佢唔係佢班嘅希臘嘅猶太人，佢當中喺呢個嘅被受逼迫嘅羅馬帝國，就話佢哋當時係受到逼迫，佢哋受到痛苦，就叫佢哋呢班人，雖然佢哋係受到逼迫，你哋都要留低同佢哋一齊。
And also, you know who's rejoicing. You rejoice with them. Yes, you celebrate with them. They've accomplished something, or if they've gotten a great job, you celebrate with them.
而當中嘅情況，當喺逼迫時間當中，佢哋都係可能會有個成長，有一個祝福，你同佢哋一齊嘅有一個喜樂。
And then he closes, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. Associate with the lowly.
所以就話我哋需要嘅同呢班嘅人有哀哭嘅同哀哭，有快樂嘅有時同快樂。
Did you know Paul was an aristocrat from aristocratic family, wealthy family, a lot of power.
大家其實知唔知記記唔記得？其實保羅佢自己係出於一個有錢嘅家庭。
Yet he relates well to slaves。
但係佢亦都係同當時嘅奴隸係有一個關係。
If you know anything about history, the Roman economy was dependent, highly dependent on slavery。
大家若然你認識當時嘅歷史，你知道嗰陣時嘅羅馬帝國係有當中入邊有好多嘅奴隸。
And there are many ways that people entered slavery. Some were conquest and war. Others were voluntary entrance to pay off a debt in slavery. And others were born in it.
知唔知道其實喺歷史當中有好多唔同嘅分別嘅奴隸。有啲奴隸係因為戰爭輸咗之後，佢哋成為呢個國家嘅奴隸。或者有啲人係自己自愿嘅去成為奴隸。或者第三種，有啲人係因為喺奴隸嘅家庭當中去成長，佢自己係成為奴隸。
The slavery that Paul's writing about in first century Rome is quite different than the African American slavery of the United States of America in the 1700s, 1800s.
而保羅所寫嘅關於呢啲嘅奴隸，同我哋所認識嘅喺第一世紀嘅奴隸，係同我哋所認識嘅，譬如話非洲嗰啲嘅奴隸，美國歷史奴隸嘅方嘅係有唔同。
The biggest difference is no single racial profile.No single racial profile in that slavery in the first century.
在第一世紀當中的時間，沒有說有不同種族的奴隸的分別。
And some, again, some slaves who entered in voluntarily to pay off a debt were treated well.
當時有些奴隸，他們是自願的來到成為奴隸，希望能夠交曬這些債，他成為得到自由。
But other slaves owned by the state,So, slaved in the agricultural fields, or household slaves, who were the cooks, the hairdressers, the servants, the concubines.
而當時有啲嘅奴隸，亦都係喺家庭當中嘅奴隸，佢哋係要幫手嘅，要去做煮飯，或者喺一個州嘅邊當中嘅奴隸，佢哋需要嘅係去做耕種。
They were not treated well.
他们没有好好地被受对待.
But Paul does not hesitate to say, I am a slave.
但保罗自己虽然记得，我刚才说的话，保罗自己虽然是一个出于贵族的家庭，但他自己都说我自己是一个奴隶。
And the Lord Jesus said the same thing, doulos, slave, I am a slave.
也都是说，当中说，他自己都说，我自己是一个奴隶。
And they didn't hesitate to identify with those who were treated poorly, of associate with the lowly, as Paul writes in Romans.
当时保罗就说，他们去讲就说，他们一班的低俗的人，他们成为奴隶。
And Paul had great success with that, even though he was of the aristocratic family.
虽然他自己是一个贵族的家庭生命当中出身的，但他自己将他的生命去联系到这些奴隶的生命。
Because as chapter 16 tells us, those list of 37 names, 25% of those names, according to F.F. Bruce, a scholar, were slave names.
而继续的，若然你去睇罗马书嘅第16章入边，入边有好当中有讲好多唔同嘅人，喺一半四分一当中嘅人都系一个奴隶。
Paul knew them. He won them to Christ.
保罗系认识呢班嘅人，佢哋系当中亦都系个奴隶。
They were slaves that he met in Ephesus and Corinth.
呢班奴隶系保罗当时佢系喺哥罗西或者以弗所认识嘅一班嘅基督徒。
And they were considered lowly by the world, but Paul says, I am a slave for Christ.
但系就话保罗系话佢系当时嘅佢所认识呢班嘅奴隶，但系保罗自己都讲话，我自己喺主入边都系一个奴隶。
If you could just slide 17, 18 as we close here. Associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than they are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, insofar as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
而当中所讲就话，我哋需要嘅话，不要以恶报恶。众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Yes, we're different. Some of us weep better with others. Some of us rejoice better with others.
有啲我哋每个人都有唔同，有啲人系有唔好嘅生命，有啲人系有啲好嘅生命。
But you see what Paul's encouraging you to do in the strategy to make it in life.
但系睇到保罗所讲嘅意思。
Stay in the fellowship. Use those spiritual gifts. Serve in the fellowship. Make a difference in their lives.
保罗所讲，佢讲就话，你哋需要喺留低喺当时嘅情况，有一个团契嘅生活，每人各样嘅有唔同嘅恩赐，去帮助一个团契当中有成长。
That's why we have small groups.
所以点解教会当中有唔同嘅小组？
So that you can practice those spiritual gifts and pass on what the Lord has shown you.
所以我哋喺当中入边小组入边，我哋有一个参与，我哋有唔同嘅恩赐，用你嘅恩赐去帮助小组当中每人嘅成长。
Let me close with this. Paul has one final gift, one final strategy that he ends his letter with.
而我最后嘅，我哋想讲嘅就系话，保罗有最后嘅一个嘅礼物，呢个嘅方法去点样去策略去过住呢个生命嘅当中嘅问题。
He says times are tough. I know. Persecution is happening. Nero's in charge. You guys are suffering.
保罗同佢讲就话，我知道当时嘅情况系好难过，系当中有个罗马嘅帝国嘅国王系好对佢哋有个好多嘅逼迫。
In fact, did you know? Because this letter is probably written 68 A.D. A.D. 70 falls Jerusalem. Right around the corner. Right around the corner. Be more suffering.
而当时亦都大家知道就话，若系睇翻旧史历史，就当时呢个嘅耶路撒冷呢个嘅国，亦都系准备要灭亡。
But Paul surprises us. He doesn't say, "Now get ready for the terrible hour. It's going to get worse." He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that.
虽然当时嘅情况系越嚟越差，但保罗嘅冇同佢哋讲就话，你哋要准备啦，你哋嘅情况越嚟越差噶啦。
Paul doesn't say the fall of the whole city, Jerusalem, is right around the corner in 2 years. He doesn't say that.
保罗冇同呢班人讲就话，过多两年啦，你哋呢啲嘅耶路撒冷呢个国家就会被灭亡啦。
Slide 8, Romans 13. This is what he says. Besides this, you know what time it is. It's now the moment you are to be awake, wide awake, for salvation is nearer to you than it was when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
虽然在这么坏的情况当中，但保罗怎样去劝诫他们呢？就说你们要晓得，现今是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去愚昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
He doesn't paint a dark rim around that moment of history. He doesn't do that.
保罗他没有将这个当时的历史去抹得很黑暗。
He shines the light. He says, light is greater than darkness.
但当时在这么劣的情况时的当中，但保罗就提醒他们去见着这个光。
Love is stronger than hate.
就讲就说爱是高过大过于这个的憎恨。
Good is stronger than evil.
就说好 是大过这个恶。
And Paul believes that, and that's his final strategy.
这个就是保罗所提醒他们。
He's counting on the victory of love, the victory of light over darkness.
就说提醒他们就说耶稣基督这个的这个的救恩，这个的战胜是高过于这个死亡。
And as Christians know, as the Bible states, Jesus is the light of the world.
而圣经很清楚讲的就是说耶稣基督就是这个光。
That means he's overcome sin, death and hell for you.
就说光去战胜这个黑暗，就是耶稣基督去战胜这个死亡。
He goes to the cross, pays sin penalty, your sin penalty there.
就说他去到这个的十架，去将我们的罪去披上。
And that's why the scriptures say he has overcome the world.
所以就说他能够耶稣基督去战胜这个世界。
Go, invest, make it in life. Go do these things, says Paul.
所以就大家能够将是好像保罗所讲的说话去一起去做。
And you will be light.In the darkness.
而你大家都能够成为这个黑暗当中的光。
Father, I thank you for the Apostle Paul and his bold words to us.
主要感谢你给到保罗给我们的书信的字眼去明白。
He tells us about life and the meaning of life, the purpose of it.
他给我们知道就是这个生命，我们生命当中的意义。
And we can know ourselves and live authentic lives as we were meant to.By knowing you,
让我们能够去认识你，去过着我真正应该过的生命。
And as we live out the faith, we can be good amongst evil.
我们若然能够去依靠你的时候，我们能够去过着这个世界的生命。
We can show the world the light of the world.
我们能够去将这个世界去给出这个光。
Certainly, we live in a time, Lord, where just around the corner, there are a lot of perils ahead.
在这个世界当中的过着有很多很多的问题。
And so I pray, Lord, that my friends here would take the call of Paul and God seriously.
所以希望大家能够去真的听到保罗的信息，能够有一个改变。
That they would apply these strategies to their own lives.
然后将这些我们所学到的策略去用在我们的生命当中。
And the world would be a better place.
好叫这个世界能够变得更加好。
We pray, Lord, shower us with your blessing and your grace.
求主你的祝福，你的恩典临到我们当中。
We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
我这样祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。